Nobody likes to live their lives in vain. In order to live lives to the fullest, some people work hard to make money, build a successful career, gain social status. Others focus on setting up a happy family, or some others sought to do bold and innovative things so that their lives will have no regrets. No matter what, people want to have a fulfilling life. Now, if even the world does not wish to live life in vain, then all the more we children of God should not let our earthly lives pass in futility, because we already received the greatest grace from God. Jesus promised that He not only will save His people and give us eternal life, but He will also let us have life to the full, more abundantly. Thus, we believers should not let our faith living be in vain. Just as Paul said, as God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I work harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Therefore, we should not receive God's grace in vain. To receive God's grace in vain means that we have not completely enjoyed the rewards of God's grace. In other words, although God has given us His grace, that grace has not fulfilled its intended effect in our lives. We know that the grace that God has given us is not a blind or empty grace which serves no purpose. Instead, God's grace carries a noble purpose, not only to save our souls eternally from the punishment of sins, but also to shape our lives so that we can restore the glorious image of Christ more and more. If we receive God's grace, yet there is no transformation in our lives at all, then we have wasted God's grace. Therefore, we must learn from Paul. After receiving the grace of God, he worked harder than all the apostles, so that God's grace to him was not without effect. Hence, we see how God used Paul greatly, and his life in Christ was truly not in vain, leaving a beautiful legacy of life testimony and godly words to bless generations of believers after him. So, what if we do not wish to live our lives in vain? That is, we do not want a life without strength, fruits, life testimonies, and rewards. If that is the case, then we need to first become a child of God. Our lives are created by God, so only when we restore a right relationship with our Creator God and His intended purpose for giving us life, then we can find the satisfying meaning to our existence. The sad truth is, if we are not reconciled to God, then we are still slaves to the devil, and he will prevent our lives from bearing good fruits that glorify God. Therefore, there is no greater success in life than to be reconciled to God and be given the right to become His children. Without reconciliation to God and His gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus, then no matter how accomplished we are in this life, it is still in vain, because ultimately, the person without Christ will walk toward eternal destruction. Thus, it is crucial that a person repents, believes in Lord Jesus, and be saved in Christ. But an abundant life does not stop here. After believing in Christ, we must always affirm our identity as a child of God. The more we confirm that we are loved and blessed by God, the more we can find strength from God to live out the holy life that He desires. The more we confirm how God loves us that produces our love for Him, the more we will refrain from wasting our lives away but strive to carry out God's will and lay up treasures in heaven. Next, we should build our lives on the foundation of God's Word. If we want to do God's will, we must first know what His will is. And it is only through the Word of God that we can know God's heart and plans and then obey Him. In our fallen nature, we have many plans and ways which are not aligned to God. If we continue to live according to the lust of our eyes, we will naturally deviate from the blessed path. Therefore, after we know the Word of God, we must really use the Word to adjust our perspectives in all areas and restore the right priorities in Christ. Our perspectives will affect how we manage our time, use our money, handle interpersonal relationships, and so on. A person with a firm perspective is one who will not be easily swayed by circumstances in his resolution to follow God. The Word of God will slowly tear down our old self and build us up again. It will give us the wisdom to choose life instead of death. Importantly, besides gaining knowledge through the Word of God, we must also practically train in holiness and godliness. Actually, what often entangles us is sin. Sin causes us to be either lukewarm toward God or have no strength to obey God, even if we wish to. However, the greatest grace God has given us is the forgiveness of sin. Since we are already blessed and forgiven, we must strive to flee from sin and have nothing to do with evil again. We must not live like how we lived in the past, but instead, we must be set apart. One who is constantly battling against sin and pursuing holiness is one whose Christian living is not in vain. Finally, of course, a life not in vain is one which fulfills the great commission of God. We are not called to do great things in the world, but we are called to do what God has commanded us to do. Only then is our Christian life not in vain. What God wants us to do on earth, besides accepting Jesus as our Savior, is to share the gospel so that others may be saved too. When we are willing to obey God's heart and plans, God will surely give us timely strength and resources to fulfill His commission. Our lives will then be remembered and rewarded by God. So I pray that we do not waste God's grace given to us or leave behind any regrets, but we can all live a fruitful life in Christ that is not in vain.